Welcome to Real Estate and You. I'm your host, Scott Allison. I've got the Tommy Olive with us. We're going to find out all kinds of great stuff of this kind of a weird time of the year for planting and plants. So let's learn something. And Tommy's always smiling. Do you ever not smile?
Oh.
That's a yes. He smiles all the time. I've never seen this man in a bad mood. I've seen him a lot. Tommy, I've got a bunch of questions for you.
I'm ready.
I think a lot of people are going to have them. This time of the year, it's kind of a weird time. We're still, summer's supposed to be over, but last time I checked, it's still right at 100.
In 1977, I built a house out by Twin Beach Lake, and it wasn't heated or cooled. And that September, it was over 100 for like the first 2 weeks. And I was miserable, I tell you what. So, yeah, you're right. This is an odd time of year. It's summer's supposed to be over, but it's not.
So we have, and what I told you earlier, we've got a house under contract. We're looking at another house, moving for a while. And it had Bermuda grass in the back. And, I've never really told you. I kind of hadn't been a fan of Bermuda grass. I kind of thought it was okay. But this that was the color of this wood right here.
Yeah, brown.
Grass was in the back. So he goes, I think I can fix it. I said, well, go for it. Because, it's expensive to redo the whole yard. So the whole backyard, it didn't have a sprinkler yet. We're going to put one in. So she just puts one of those little sprinklers that goes like this. The half of it, it's starting to turn green in 30 minutes after just getting the moisture. Another stuff, by the time we left, it's still not perfect, but I guarantee within a couple of weeks, I think she'll have it looking good. And that amazes me. Is that the only grass that does that?
In Buffalo.
Yeah, Buffalo,
well,
yes.
Well, but,
I don't call that grass already.
Right, yeah. And I have a corner lot in this on my side yard along this side. I've watered one time in 29 years. You can't kill Bermuda, except maybe dogs can, can just run it down to nothing. But drought can hardly kill Bermuda.
So it's really
cool.
The hardy grass.
It's tough.
Okay, but there's an
awful. It's tough to get rid of where you don't want it, too.
Yes. I mean, you see, so when we're building houses right now, and just literally the Bermuda comes in the front and backyards,
just there.
I guess it's in the dirt when they bring it in or something.
Yeah, and then that seed's a little tiny and blows around and,
does it? You see, my favorite, I think yours too for a long, long time growing up, was always St. Augustine.
Yeah, it was. For us that grew up here, it was,
But that's kind of, you don't almost see it a whole lot. You see a lot of hybrids and stuff coming out.
Yeah, they're always trying to improve things. Colleges, mainly universities, So, but it's still St. Augustine.
Now, I still like it too. But it is not that strong. I mean, it freezes real bad.
No, come on, Scott.
Okay, educate us here. That's what we're here for.
Years ago, there was one called, you and I went through the freeze of 83.
Yes.
Do you remember that?
Yes,
Lake Nasworthy froze over.
Yes.
And St. Augustine died. But that's once. And you still remember.
I do still remember.
Come on.
How many yards? And the nurseries were going crazy. Couldn't get grass in.
A customer took me to his yard in February. He said, I want you to see this. His St. Augustine yard was perfect and green in February. I'm serious. In 83.
And he watered it a lot, too.
Watered it. And that taught me a lesson. One thing we don't do is St. Augustine. Sometimes it doesn't rain from September to April.
Yes, we know.
And you've got to water at least once a month, if not twice a month, if it doesn't rain any St. Augustine through the winter. Because it isn't dead. It's just dormant.
Yeah, but you are right. You know what? I'm thinking back. It's exactly what I'm thinking. Because I remember all the yards died.
Yeah. It was bad.
It was that bad. And the lake did freeze over because I remember they were talking about one not very intelligent person tried to walk across it. It was in the paper. I read it in the paper. Hey, I'm not that smart, but I'm smarter than that.
All right.
So, but anyway, so St. Augustine, you still your favorite?
Yeah, but I got St. Augustine in the front and some Bermuda and a little Buffalo. I don't care which winds as long as I have grass.
And it's pretty green.
Yeah, in the back I have Bermuda.
So I know we've talked about the Zero Escape. And so I said Zero. Did I say it right?
Zero.
Zero. Not zero, which I said for all this time. But, I think there's a place for it now, too, in West Texas, in San Angelo. Not all of it. But, you take a yard and you see where they accent it with some. I think it's getting better and better. We've seen them where they literally take a dump truck full of rocks and pour them in the front yard, and we know
it. So do you remember, I might review this.
Yes.
Xeriscape, the model was one-third lawn, one-third hardscapes, like gravel and patios and stuff, and one-third beds.
I forgot that. You did tell me that.
So
that is a true zero, because we probably do have some Xeriscapes.
That's the Xeriscape model. The Xeriscape is dump the gravel in the yard, spread it out, and go in and watch TV.
Yeah, but you know, you see a lot of those too, and they got. But you say that
they can be pretty. Yes,
they, no, but they
yes.
got weeds all in them too. You can't. There are maintenance there too. It's not a maintenance-free deal.
Exactly.
Because you see a lot, and you go, that looks, all the grass coming up in the rocks looks horrible. So I mean, there's, you can't just do nothing.
In everybody's defense, clean is pretty. Kept is pretty.
Yes.
I don't care what it is.
Yes, I agree.
If it's trashy and weedy, I don't. If it's beautifully designed and stuff, it doesn't matter. If it's one third, one third, one third, and it's messy, it's not pretty. It can be a xeriscape kept clean and nice, and it's pretty attractive. Not as attractive as we think, but it's attractive.
Oh, because I'll tell you this. Ironically, Lance and I put in a subdivision. We put in several in San Angelo. Thank you, dear Lord, for all the help. But what we did is we had no xeriscape landscape. We had to be that. Well, that was in 80, right in there. Right, it was right around the freeze time.
Uh-huh,
well,
yeah,
it was real hard to enforce that rule back then.
Yeah.
Because when people were saying, I can't afford it. We can't water. We can't afford the water. And now we have to put in a whole other yard. So that's how I'm real familiar with, I said San Augustine and that, because it was a huge, huge deal.
It's a huge loss. There's a loss to plumbing. Pipes were frozen.
Yes.
Those of y'all who didn't have to live through, I could have made some money. I wanted to buy some t-shirts as I survived the winter of 83,
yeah,
but I couldn't find them.
And we haven't had one like that since.
That's
in
right.
fact, if you think about it, I think the mosquitoes don't seem to be that bad this year, as bad as they've been in the past.
It's because it got so dry and hot so fast. There was not much standing water for them to breed.
Because, you know, last year we had the same topic,
yeah, right,
and one of my big deals was the mosquitoes were everywhere.
Right.
In fact, I bought two of those plants from you, the one that smell like citronella.
Because they are citronella, citrosa.
Okay. And I'm a big believer in those plants.
Yeah.
Because I think they really help. You got to shake them a little bit. You taught me that. But
and a customer taught me you can pull a leaf off and rub it on your arms and neck and stuff, and that works the best.
Really?
Yeah. But you got to grow up big enough where you don't pull all the leaves off of it.
Yeah. But they work. But it was kind of nice. But like you said, with every bad is a good. So that it got hot so fast, we didn't have mosquitoes. Or
right.
bad.
Right.
A few.
Right.
So that was a good thing. But with the heat and stuff, and we've had some rains on and off, like down in Sonora, the weeds, they got up this hall, it got so hot so quick, all those weeds are now laying on the ground just waiting for the fire to come get them.
Yeah.
Which is, we're going to see a lot of fire.
In Sterling City, we drove back from Midland last week, and it was green. There was 4 inches in spots just, a week or two ago?
Yeah. And yeah. But in spots, too.
Yeah, and then it got hot.
And it gets real, real hot. But this time of the year, I know we talked about it, which is still stuck in my mind. The pansy flower is one of the toughest flowers. Still think that's ironic, but you're right, and they're beautiful. But that's a winter flower, really, right?